Let's pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, my heart is already excited. It's like these people were with me when you were with me, and indeed, I know that you were with all of us, because what I'm going to share, my heart is already jubilant about it. My heart already has been living in that. Thank you very much. And I know that each and everybody's heart is already tuned to hear and to listen your word through me. And Father, I just want to present myself to you again and this congregation, that you can use me for your glory, that you can be lifted up. We desire only you, the name of that slain lamb that was resurrected, to be lifted up, and the power that resurrected him to be manifested through me and through and in us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My heart is very excited beyond what you can think. But from the beginning, I want us to be compromised. I mean, to get to know what we are going to do, it will help us. When Vivian and David, they invited me, I know that you invited me at the back, my heart got very excited. And all along, I was waiting for this invitation. Because at our graduation, David came to me and said, wow, probably we would come back when he got to know I'm here up to October. I said, yeah. And even Vivian talked to me. And I said, well, you can talk to my teacher, one of my teachers. He's called Mrs. Binden, Jean Jackies. And Mrs. Binden said, well, there you are. Because they always get very excited when we finish off whatever they have pumped into us to go and put it in motion. So it is their joy. So he said, well, there you are. And for me, I said, well, probably they can pass through you, because I always believe to work under people's cover, back even back at home. I said, no, you're a big girl, come on. There you are. So I am very happy to be invited here. But when I got to know that I was coming here, I asked Vivian, would you like me to share something special? I said, no. The Holy Spirit should lead you. And as I was seeking the Lord gave me something to tell you, or to tell to both of us, because his word is a two-edged sword. And I asked her, what time are we going to talk? She said, well, any time. I said, no, come on, it doesn't work. Because in Africa, come on, it doesn't work. But what I suggested is that if we can use 45 minutes, and I use, everybody's looking, and I use 5 minutes to tell you about myself as far as I am here in UK, and 20 minutes I share with you the word of God, and 20 minutes we use it, and we give the space to the Holy Spirit to work in us. Is that okay? Somebody who says okay.
Amen.
Okay. So I've already used 1 minute, but let's top it up. 45. I'll gauge myself. Somebody else will gauge me. Okay. I have something to tell you about myself in UK. I called it, I put it in 3 parts. One of them is called Forest Experiences. And another one is called Activate What You Have. And another one is called The Simple Message of the Gospel. Forest Experience. When I came in UK, I come from a church in my country. By the way, my name is Deborah Rutaya. I come from Uganda. When I came, I wanted it to be, because I'm tall, I wanted it to be a bit high. When I came from here, in here, I come from a church called Prayer Palace. And it's not just a name, it's a prayer palace. It's a palace that prays in my country. That so many times, when the government one person or another in the government can say, there is no praying in the night, my church prays in the night. And my church prays in the night. Until the government can say, there is praying in the night. Amen. And we have some people. I have my pastor who died tragically. He died some years ago tragically in an accident. Six people died in my church in a car accident. And three people were from one mother, including my pastor. But he had a saying that for us, where there is a sower, that's where we put the bandage. Yeah? So I come from such a background. And when I came to IBTI, I said, where can I pray from? And I got a good place down. It's a forest. And when I was in that forest, we call it church. There is a little boy from Romania called Vali. We call it a church. And we go there to our husband. And because the Lord is our husband, okay? When I was there one day, the Lord talked to my heart. When he talks to me, I know. There is a way he showed me that he wants to give the church something. Something great. But we should be ready. And I kept on telling it to my friends all through the 2 years. And when I went back home in summer, when I came back, I went back in the forest. And the Lord told me, Deborah, this year you're going to pray as you have never prayed. And he told me, not only you, but even your friends. And I went and told it to my friends. And my heart always would be excited when I could look at my friends. We had a sheet where we could always sign if you're not eating. And we are allowed just some day. I mean, like we allowed 2 days, 2 breakfasts in the week, and 2 either dinner or tea or something. But whenever I could see in my other friends across, my heart would be so jubilant. Because I know what my father told me. And I can assure you, when we came out of IBTI, I could really feel the wave coming and coming. And wherever I go, I share that my father said he wants to give something to the church, but we should be ready. And he told me, you're going to pray as you've never prayed this year. And indeed, I haven't even prayed anything. And I think he's telling all of us. And one day, that is a forest experience. One day, I was in my sleep and I dreamt. Mrs. Binden, our teacher, Jean Jacques, I don't know the pronunciation. I dreamt when he was telling me, Deborah, activate what you have. And I woke up. And in my sense, I got to know what he was saying. And my heart is so happy that all my years I have been here, the Lord has given me a chance. Like every holiday, I would go to London. I have my friends there, and they have a church. They are from my country. And the pastor gave me the church for the whole 2 years that every week I could speak to the people 3 times. And I have seen the fruit of what I've been sharing with it. They didn't have a Sunday school, and we started a children's club. Recently, I went there, and they told me they're going to start a Sunday school. And a lot of people are joining the church, and my heart is happy about it. And the third thing is about the simple message of the gospel. When I got to know I'm going to preach, to share with you, one day in Linfield, there was a gentleman from London. He works with the Muslims. And one of my friends invited us to go there. Because for me, I live in Badgers Hill with my friend. Right now, I'm living with her mom. We went there. And the following night, when we had gone to that meeting, in my mouth, ever since I came to IBTI through seeking the Lord has ventured something in my life. I can be sleeping and then he puts some word on my mouth. And I can wake up and I know it and I write it down. Or I can remember it in the morning. There's this time I wake up after going to that meeting and there is this word, the simple message of the gospel. And I said, well, probably those people are talking the simple message of the gospel to the Muslims. Because when I got to know that the people who are coming are talking to the Muslims, and my friend invited us, I said, well, as a prayer warrior, I'm going to see and hear. Probably I'll have a part in this country what to do as far as prayer is concerned. So when I got that dream, when I got those words, I said, well, probably these people are speaking the word of God in simplicity, the simple message of the gospel. Little did I know that the Lord was preparing me that I'm going to share the simple message of the gospel to you. There we are. Okay. So today we are going to share about Jesus Christ. We are going to share about Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I didn't, was somebody so clever to know the 45 minutes where they stop? Was somebody so clever? 25. Okay. Now I'm a bit conscious. I want to be so sure. 25 past 12. Okay. Okay. We are going to share about Jesus Christ. And I'm going to use my Bible. It's a children's Bible, but it's New King James Version. So that's what we are going to use. We are going to read Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And Luke chapter 2, verse 11. But let us first read Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Can somebody quick read for us? Thank you. And Luke 2:11. Can somebody read, please, quicker? Right. Thank you. Jesus Christ is the simple message of the gospel I got to know. And we all need him in our lives. And this only needs simple faith. My heart was excited with this church. It's a receiving church. It's a church that receives. My heart was impressed when the Lord can use somebody to speak an oracle, to speak a prophecy, and within just days it came to pass. My heart got excited and I said, I'm in the right place. Okay, what does the name Jesus mean? What does the name Jesus mean? According to our text, we have already seen that it means the savior of his people from sin. The name Jesus means savior of his people from sin. And what does the name or the title Christ means? From our text, we have seen Christ means Lord. And what does Jesus Christ mean? Jesus Christ mean the savior of his people from sin and Lord to his people. Jesus Christ means savior of his people from sin and Lord to his people. That's the simple message we would like to share now, which is always ours, which every day we sing about, which every day we confess about, which every day we profess Jesus Christ, the simple message that he is the savior of us, of us his people from our sins, and he is our Lord. And not only our Lord, but the Lord of the universe and the heavens. Hallelujah. Why do we need Jesus Christ in our lives? Why? The Bible says in Romans 6, verse 23, we all know it, I know, that the last part, the gift, 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through Christ our Lord. The gift is a gift. It's not works, it's nothing, but it is a gift. And he is our Lord, not to lord it on us. When I compare the lords of this world, they lord it over their subjects. They lord it over their people. But our Lord, we have to share his glory. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:4. It says, Christ, who is our life, when he appears, we will also appear with him in glory. Christ, our Lord, when he appears, Christ, who is our life, when he appears, we will so appear with him in glory. One day he told his disciples in John 14, he said, believe God and believe me. If it were not so, I would tell you, but I'm going to my Father and I'm going to prepare, there are many mansions in there, and I will come back for you, and where I am, I will take you. Where I am, there you will be. Hallelujah. Then how does believing in Jesus Christ benefit you? How does believing in Jesus Christ benefit you? When we look in Colossians chapter 2 verse 3. When I was reading, when I was preparing, I read again. We did Colossians in our IBTI stuff. We have Michelle. Michelle taught it to us. Colossians. It is today in the morning when I said, oh, we did this Colossians. Because I was remembering it, not then, but I was eating it again. When you have time at home, go and read Colossians. It's so exciting. The piece of Paul to Colossians. Is so exciting about Christ. Colossians 2, 3. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Peter confessed him one day. He was asking them, whom do the people think I am? And he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The high priests, the rulers of the times, they didn't know him. I remember Herod. He said, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 or 2, it says, He called the knowledgeable. He called the people who were wise and asked, where is Christ going to be born? Where is this Christ going to be born? He didn't know. The high priest didn't know. When they were trying Jesus, he asked him, tell us, are you that Christ, the Son of the living God? Tell us. He didn't know. The people who are knowledgeable now, they don't know. The philosophers don't know. The learned people don't know. But you know, by the grace of God, you know that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, it's exciting when you know, when the humble get to know. In this country, you are faced up with a lot. Probably my country, because it's third world. We don't see a lot. We don't know much. But when you just look on the TV every day and every day, people know a lot in here. I'm not a TV person back at home, because my heart thinks about praying. When I'm not praying, even somehow I'm thinking about God. I'm thinking about God. I'm a fanatic of God. But when I am here, I'm tempted. Like when I'm living with mom, I was at the TV. You could think, oh my gosh, where, how do these people do all of this? I've been seeing a lot of people doing gambling, doing, do you want to be a millionaire? Like they are in paradise. You see a lot of things, but they don't know Christ. They don't know Him. But in Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And you know what excites about God? When you get to know about Him and you believe in Him as a personal friend, you get to know more than the knowledgeable. Because every day and every moment He can lead you. Take, don't take. Touch, don't touch. Hold, don't hold. Wait. Our friends were just waiting. Believe. They believed. And God brought showers of blessing. And I heard your prayer again. And you know what excites me with God? I always don't pin Him. You can't pin God. But I always get excited with Him. When in simplicity He uses me, come on. I cling to Him. I say, God, You are the one who said. God, if You have trusted me, I told Him today, if You have trusted me to go to these people and You have taught me to say this and this, I know that You'll come down. And I know within just 5 more minutes, I know with the 20 minutes we are going to pray, He will come down and manifest Himself. It's not me. It's not you. But in Him, there is all wisdom and all knowledge. In Him, my friends, there is all wisdom and all knowledge. And do you know what excites me? There is no greater wisdom and knowledge than knowing Him. There is no greater wisdom and knowledge than knowing Him. You all know the Pope, the King of Pop. He's gone. I had his brothers. Oh, the Creator has decided to take you. But I don't know if he didn't believe him. I'm not judging. Hey, I don't know if he didn't believe him as a personal friend, if he will see him. To know Him in Christ, there is all wisdom and all knowledge. Even all wisdom and all knowledge to help us in such a time. I was reading on 15th, I was reading the Mid-Sussex Citizen, and I saw the first page, over 3,500 people made redundant in West Sussex, and most women are getting it now, and the land, the professions, the white collar. But in such a moment, when Jesus Christ, the simple message is yours, everything is okay. Everything is okay. I want to assure you, in your life, everything is okay. And we are going to call upon Him, and He's going to come down, and He's going to help us. Because He is for us. Hallelujah. And there is another thing that excites me. Believing in Jesus Christ, what it benefits us. This reconciliation with God. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it pleased God. And he desires it that every man should get to know the truth through the mediator, the man Christ Jesus, to reconcile to him. Hallelujah. There is another verse in Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, verse 19. Colossians 1, verse 19, following. It excites me. The Bible says it pleased God. It pleased God. It pleased God. Oh, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Hallelujah. And in 1 Timothy 2:3, it is good and acceptable to God. Good and acceptable to God that every man should get to the knowledge of knowing the whole truth. Hallelujah. And you know what? To be without him is virtue. To be without him is such a catastrophe. And also another thing, the benefits we get in being in him, we are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. We are complete in him. You know, one day when Jesus had just started his ministry after baptism with John in River Jordan in Mark chapter 1, the Bible tells me he went, he found these fishermen, he chose them. Then as he went into the synagogue in Capernaum, there was a man, the Bible says, with unclean spirit. And you know what? The unclean spirit said, "Let us alone." Mark 1:24. "What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." But Jesus, the Bible says, he rebuked the unclean spirit because that's what had brought him. That's what had brought you, Jesus. He says so in Luke 4:18. He says, "The Spirit of God is upon me." And he goes on in those two verses, 18 and 19, to say why he has come. And the Bible has said, in him we are complete. Hallelujah. In him we are complete. And in Matthew 28, we all know, he told us, "All authority and all power has been given to me in heaven and on the earth." And he said, "Go, go." Let me tell you, there is something in this country, something that is so real, which is so sad in Africa that it is abused, and that is legacy. In this country, people fight for their legacy. People claim it. People advocate it. People cling to it until they get their birthright, isn't it? In Africa, it is abused. In my country, it is abused. I'm one of the people who are going to fight for the legacy of children in my country and women at large. I'm determined. But if we are so ready, if you guys, you're so ready to fight for the legacy you have, isn't it right that you should fight for the legacy, the true legacy of life? And that is Christ Jesus. That is the life in Jesus. That is the abundance of life in Jesus. In this world and the world to come. Isn't it really right that you should fight for that legacy? Isn't it very right that you should fight for your legacy? The true legacy, the true advocacy of life, the true custody of life, the true insurance of life. I was on the news recently about this swine fever. The swine fever. Then there were someone was asking, what about the people who are going for tour, how are they going to be? Then they were advising them to be in insurance, isn't it? But what about this legacy of eternal life? And even in this world, to give us everything we need. Wouldn't you rise and claim it? Wouldn't you rise and advocate for it? For your family, for your children, for your nation, for your family. Not only in the nuclear family, but even your extended family, for your village. Recently, when I've been in Burgess Hill, I said I have to get another place for forest. Then I got a good park, and one day I was looking at all that park, and I say, God, probably I'm wasting time. Can there be any impact in this place? And I said, well, when we are praying in the tongues, as one of our sisters was saying, we pray mysteries. We don't know. And I say, I'm going to keep on pray for this place. I wouldn't know how the Lord will bring his saving power. But one day, one time, these people will feel the impact of the Holy One. And I kept praying in the tongues. Until one day a policeman found me. They had told them, somebody probably has a problem. Because I was praying in my tongue and in the tongue, and I was praying to myself. But I think I was groaning hard. And then I see two policemen come to me. Are you okay? And I was okay. I said, I'm okay. And I said, well, I was praying to myself. Is it okay? He said, yeah, it's okay. And I said, I'll pray for you. He said, well, not many people pray for me. Keep on. Well, that's an impact already. Amen. So, in such a time, wouldn't you rise and claim your legacy? Wouldn't you rise and strike and eat? Wouldn't you rise? But it needs the simple message of the gospel, and that is Jesus Christ. And we just need to be with simple faith. And the simple faith is nothing else. We are going to pray. The simple faith is nothing else but to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Son of the living God. That one day he came down from his glory and put on the blood and flesh for us, the many brethren. Bible says in Hebrews 2:14, we are living in perpetual fear of the evil one. And one day, he went doing good to all across, redeeming the people, restoring the people, rescuing families, restoring people. And one day he was put on the cross, and he died. And the third day he rose from the dead. And he went back, and he's sitting at the right Father, the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. The Bible says in Romans 8:34, he's interceding for us. He's interceding for us. And he will come back to take us home. But he wants us to have good life in this world. He wants us, my brethren, to have good life in this world. And in such a moment, we are going to pray. I have eaten up all my time.